It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Psalm 28, verse number 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he have heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart does what? Trust in him. In other words, my heart is not fearful. My heart trusts in him. Listen to this. My heart trusts in him, and I am what? Helped. When you trust in the Lord, your help is on the way. I can't tell you how many times I read this scripture when I was in a rough spot, not knowing what to do, not knowing the next step. And the Lord gave me this scripture here. And look at here. How many stars I got by this scripture there? That's a 5-star scripture. You know when I put that there? I put that there in 1999. I put 5 stars by it because I wanted to remind myself every time I look at it, this is a major right here. I know if I can trust in God, I can overcome anything. If I can believe God and trust God and stay in faith, I can overcome anything the world brings. I can face any storm that comes in my life if I stay on the word and listen to what he tells me to do and just do it. I can't be destroyed and I can't be knocked out. You understand? The Lord is my strength. Everybody say my strength.
My strength.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. Now just imagine yourself being behind the Lord. The Lord out in front of you. Your shield means he's out in front of you. But the shield of the Lord is a shield that go 360. The shield of faith. I used to always think that the shield of faith was just a shield in front of you. But the shield of faith is a shield that goes all the way around you, 360 degrees. So it don't matter which direction I'm going in, I'm covered. That's why I don't need nothing for my back. I got the shield of faith for that. Tell your neighbor again, say,
the Lord is my strength
and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. You know what I did? I just took these words and put them in my mouth. I just did what David did. You see, David said this, didn't he? He made a declaration. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I'm helped. So I just took the words that David was inspired to write here by the Holy Ghost. I just took those words and made them my own and said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I'm helped. And I just began to say that. Every time the devil would ask me what I was going to do and how I was going to make it, I would say, the Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. Amen. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Amen. I will not fear what circumstances can do. I will not fear what the devil can do. I'm not going to be afraid of anything because God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and what? A sound mind. Say it again. I got a sound mind. Say, I got a well-balanced mind. A focused mind. A renewed mind. A strong mind. I have the mind of Christ. I will not fear what man or the devil shall do to me. Because the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust in him with all my heart, and I am helped. Glory to God. Now you're going to see another similarity here. Listen to what he says then. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. Oh, I see right here, I got a shield. I'm sitting on a rock, and I'm just rejoicing away. And with my song will I praise him. There he is again. There go to singing again. So what you need to do, you need to keep a lot of praise music going. I ain't talking about that music that make you, that's full of unbelief, that make you want to cry and get all depressed when you're singing it. You know them some Christian songs that just put you out, make you think about grandma and great-grandma, make you think about the rough road they had, and just pull you down. Don't be singing, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. I'm going to tell you, don't be singing them kind of songs. If you got to choose, go up the smooth side. Why I'm going to brag about going up the rough side? Find the side that's smooth. Going up the rough side of the mountain. That's going to pull your spirit down. Make you think that life is so hard and, oh, we just barely making it by. And one day in the sweet by and by. Quit singing them songs about the sweet by and by. It's all right to have that hope working in you that there's a better day coming, but you can't magnify that because it'll make you want to check out now. Oh, once we get over there, I ain't got no victory on this side, but one of these days we're going to cross over Jordan. You ain't crossing over no Jordan. You ain't crossing over no Jordan. Where is that in the New Testament? I understand what they mean by that, but you know, that ain't scriptural. With my song will I praise him. So when you're in a struggle, you just need to get in the presence of God, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and begin to thank God and magnify God and his goodness, and begin to sing about him. Sing about his goodness. I'm going to tell you, fear will run and get out of there, because love, perfect love, drives out fear. And when you start praising God, God will manifest his presence, and he'll reveal to you how much he loves you. And when you know how much God loves you, when you get a revelation of that love, fear will go out of you. I had a fear working in me when a few months after I got saved. I got saved in March, but it was in July or August. I had a fear that God was going to call me to preach. I just had fear. I said, oh, Lord. You can do anything you want to do. Just don't make me a preacher. I don't want to do that. I won't be sitting in no pulpit. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. But you can do anything you want to do. I just don't be no preacher, please. And one day I was fellowshipping with the Lord. I was worshiping him by myself, on my knees, just worshiping him and thanking him for his goodness. I wasn't even thinking about being a preacher. I just was loving on him and singing to him. And talking to him, just having a conversation with him. And then all of a sudden, he manifested his presence in that room where I was. And he began to tell me how much he loved me. He just knows how to communicate to you. And I felt it in my heart. He said, I really love you. I said, Lord, you love me? He said, I really do love you, Greg. I love you. I just had an inward knowing. I could see into the depth of that love. I can't even describe it to you. I don't have words to describe how the Lord showed it to me. I just, words escaped me. But I was able to see and to get a glimpse over into the depth of how much God loved me. And when I saw it, I said, God, you love me that much? He said, I do. I love you. And when he told me that, let me tell you something. That resistance, that little spot of resistance that I had in my heart, it was like somebody put a flame of fire on butter. And it began to melt and drip, and that thing drained right out of me. And I said, Lord, if you love me that much, then you know what? Anybody that loved me as much as you telling me you love me can't have anything bad for me. Amen. So nothing you want to do in my life going to hurt me. Amen. I said, Lord, you can make me a preacher if you want to. I said, I don't even care no more. Because I know you love me. You see, perfect love casts out fear. When you have a revelation of the love that God has for you, it just takes the fear out of you, because everything that Jesus did for you, he did it because he loves you. He loves you more than you can even imagine. In fact, the love of God is beyond our ability to really understand it fully. It passes knowledge. But, you know, the devil tried to blind our minds so much to how much God really loves us that people really don't see it and they don't believe that God really loves them. But if you knew how much God loved you and all the blessings that he wanted to pour on you, that he's waiting on you to get in position to receive all of this love that he has, I'm going to tell you, take all the fear out of you. Praise God. I'm believing God will give that to you. Amen. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Now tell your neighbor, say, the Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my
strength. Say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my salvation.
The Lord is my salvation.
The Lord is my shield.
The Lord is my shield.
He's pretty big, ain't he?
Yes.
He can be all of that to you and not even sweat.
Amen.
He ain't even struggling to be all of that. I'm going to tell you, he all that and more. Amen. When he say he is shield, that's exactly what he means. When he say he's your shepherd, that's exactly what he means. When he says he's your light, that means that he wants you in light. He don't want you in darkness. When he says he's your salvation, that means he wants you to be free, completely free from everything. He is your deliverance. The Lord is. Amen. Everybody say, I got a helper. Tell your neighbor again, say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
I'm not going to fear anything. I not only don't fear men, I just don't fear anything. Don't be scared of losing your job. Don't be scared of losing your children. Don't be scared of losing whatever. Don't have any fear in your life about anything. The Lord knows how to take care of you. If one door closed, he just opened up another one. How many of you know if one door closed, he just opened up another door? You know, that door you walked through wasn't the last door in your life. And it wasn't the end of God's ability to bless you. If he opened up the door you're already in, he can open up another door that's bigger, greater, and wider, and stronger, and everything. He opened up the door you're in right now, didn't he? How'd you get where you're at now?
Lord.
The Lord opened a door for you. All right, if he opened that door, won't he do it again?
Yes.
Any scripture in the Bible say you're only entitled to one door open?
No.
I find out Jesus is the door.
Yes.
If he's the door, he can open as many doors as he wants. And he can open a door that no man can shut, close a door that no man can open. I'm going to tell you, he's awesome. Don't be afraid of anything. Well, I'm just scared this is going to happen. Don't fear that. If it ain't the will of God, don't be afraid of it. Just take a stand against it and say, nope, it'll not be that way. Nope, I do not accept that. No, I don't receive that. That's not the will of God. I'm not going to have that. Because you have the ability to choose life or death, blessing or cursing.
Amen.
Now choose life. Make a choice every day to live. Make a choice every day. Nope, I'm going to have the will of God today. Amen? All right, go to Isaiah. Look at verse number 10 in chapter number 41. Isaiah 41:10, and it's the last scripture. Listen to this. Now get this. Hear what the Lord is saying now. Fear thou not. This is going to summarize everything I've been telling you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. The word dismayed means to be petrified with fear. It means to be uneasy. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes. I will what? Help thee. Yes. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, who is the right hand of his righteousness? It is Jesus. See, all your help come from the Lord. Listen to what he says now. I'm with you, his presence. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. You belong to me. I will strengthen you. In other words, he's going to give you his strength for your weakness. I will help you. He's going to aid and assist. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen to this. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Oh, you see what happened? You make the Lord your trust. All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Oh, my, my, my. This is why you ain't got to be afraid. God knows how to deal with the enemies that come against you. Thou shalt seek them. Oh, you going to look for them. Thou shalt seek them and not find them. Oh, they looking for me. They're not going to find me. I'm going to look for them, and they can't, I can't find them. But they can't find me because I'm hidden with God. I can't find them because they've been destroyed. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Sickness, disease, poverty, tribulation, trouble, financial problems, family problems. No matter what it is, however the devil has formed a weapon against you, the Lord is saying right here, it's going to be like nothing. But you got to trust in him. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Give him your right hand right now. I'm going to hold your right hand. That means he's going to hold on to you. Glory to God. You know what? There's nothing more assuring to a child when they sense trouble than to have their parent get a hold of them. That's a place of comfort. It's a place of security, a place of rest, a place of peace. He said, I will hold your right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So God will grab you by the hand and say, I'm going to help you. He may not be helping anybody else, but I know somebody he's going to help. He's going to help me. If don't nobody else get help, guess who's going to get some help? You got to have that. Say, look, if the Lord don't help nobody else, he going to help me. The Lord done gave me his word. He going to help me. So I'm expecting his help. The Lord is going to be involved in my life. He'll talk to me. He said, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. You got a helper tonight. I just want to tell you that you need to put that in your mouth and keep it there, no matter what you're facing. When the devil say, what you gonna do about that? You say, I got a helper. I got somebody helping me. Who's helping you? Well, the Lord is helping me. Well, let them laugh. You gonna have the last laugh. Amen. Because the Lord gonna set you up on a rock and you're gonna look down on them singing. So just go ahead and sing right in front of them. Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. You don't know what to sing in front of your enemies? Just do that little tune right here. Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. They'll get confused right there. They won't know how to take you. They'll say, what's wrong with him? He lost his mind? No, I ain't lost my mind. I found my mind. Amen. You ain't in your right mind because you don't know who you just came against. You didn't come against me. You came against the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me give y'all a tune. I want y'all to leave here singing it. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Every time your trouble come up, you say, praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. This is exactly what I've been teaching tonight, is exactly what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. They had three enemies that came against them. You know how sometimes devil gang up on you, get an unholy pack coming against you. Sometimes every time you turn around, it seems like you're getting hit. But the devil done ganged up on you. But you know what Jehoshaphat did? Jehoshaphat went and told the Lord about his trouble, didn't mention him no more. He told him about his problem one time and said, Lord, these people here come to kick us out of the inheritance that you blessed us with. He said, but you told us that if trouble ever came, all we had to do was call on you, and you would hear and help. Lord, you said you were going to help us. You said if we was ever in any kind of trouble, all we had to do was call on you, that you was going to hear us and you was going to help us. Then he got the old nation together, and they all began to worship. And they began to sing and worship God. They fell on their face worshiping God. Then the Holy Ghost said, this ain't even your battle. You ain't gonna even need to fight in this, because they helped them come. See, when they help showed up, God said, I got this one. You're not going to need to fight in this battle. This battle is not your battle. This is the Lord's battle. And then the Lord gave them a strategy. When we are declaring the Lord is our help, we still have to pray. We still have to worship. We still have to praise. We still have to do the things that are pleasing to God. And in the midst of us doing those things, then the Holy Ghost will give us the help we need, many times in an instruction. Amen. Do this. Call this person. Go here. Then you are divinely ordered by God. So now it ain't just you showing up, because you're obeying God. Now you got all heaven behind you. How many of y'all see it? Amen. Then the Lord told them what to do. Your enemy's over here. See, they on a rock now. Your enemy down in that valley right there. I want you to meet them in the morning. And I tell you another thing. Put the singers out front. Because when they're sitting on the rock, what are they doing? I will sing. So the singers went out. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. I said they had to sing more than that, but that's all they said. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Going toward the enemy singing. Unconventional warfare. Only God could do that. Have you singing while you're going to fight. We should be a singing bunch. We sing while we fight. We're going through a battle right now, and it's tough on me. My flesh is feeling the pressure, but let me sing a little while. Amen. Let me sing in the midst of this right here, because my help going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when the enemies thought they had it all made, thought they was going to win because they were looking at their physical strength and power, brought all of their valuables with them, their nice clothes, their jewelry, their silver, their gold. And then the Bible says, and the Lord sent ambushment into the camp, a surprise attack. God loves surprising the devil. How many know the cross was the biggest surprise? Because when the devil inspired those people to say, crucify him, it was demons in that crowd. Tell him, crucify, kill him, kill him. We got him. But the devils heard Jesus talk about the third day, but they couldn't comprehend it. Because the Bible says if the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. God put a surprise on the devil. What he thought was where he was winning turned around being his greatest defeat. So you sing going to your enemy, and then we see that the blessing showed up. They got into the camp, and all the people was already dead. And they spent 3 days picking up the silver and the gold. And the precious jewels and the clothing. And who knows all the stuff. 3 days. The Bible says more than they could carry away. So God even provided abundance there. They filled up everything they had. And still left stuff. So you go toward your enemy saying, the Lord is my helper. That the Lord wanted me to tell you that he's your helper. All you got to do is trust in him. He will be that help for you. He'll hold you by your right hand, and then he'll tell you, I'm going to help you. I heard the Lord tell me this morning. I had to get up out of bed about 5-something this morning because I felt a stirring in my heart. I said, God wants to say something to me. Let me get up. Lord, what is it? And he took me to that scripture in Isaiah 41. He said, I'm going to help you.
Amen.
I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that what he said he's going to do?
Yes.
He said, I'll say to you, I'm your helper.
Yes.
That's exactly what he did to me. Told me he's going to help me. And I'm telling you, that word wasn't just for me. That word was for you.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord is going to help you no matter how bad your situation looks. That don't even bother God. You understand? How bad it look ain't got nothing to do with it. You just have to get on good ground where you're believing God and you're trusting him, because God can't do anything for you if you don't trust in him. You got to get to a place where you're able to trust in him and believe in him and listen to him and just want to love him and just be a blessing to him. Just sing to him. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Just the women right now.
Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever.
All right, just the men. Just the men.
Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever.
Ooh. I'll tell you, the devil don't like that. Oh, he don't like that men singing. Go ahead, men, get strong with it.
Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever.
That's right. All right, men and women together.
Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever.
Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever.
Praise the Lord,
his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever.
Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever.
Okay, y'all can stop now. Y'all might go on all night. But you can't go on all night. Go to bed tonight. Praise the Lord. I mean, look at your trouble right now. Sing to it about him and what he's doing in your life. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. I'm going to keep on praising God, and I'm going to keep on thanking God that he's my helper.
Yes.
Amen. Tell your neighbor again, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Say, I got some help. Some supernatural help and some natural help. The Lord is my helper. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. You're our strength, our salvation, our redeemer, our shield and buckler, our shepherd, our light, our salvation. You are the strength of our life. Father, we bless you tonight, and we thank you for all that you're doing in us and through us, and that you are our help tonight. You're our help every single day. Hallelujah. You hold us by the right hand. You said you would help us, and we believe what you say. Thank you for supernatural help, natural help, every kind of help, financial help, physical help, soulish help, every kind of help we need. You are our helper. Hallelujah. And we will not fear the circumstances of life, because we trust in you to see us through. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina. Alexandria.